Right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30. That would be right around now. Presented during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented by PTA Thrift Shops in downtown Carrboro and in the Whole Foods Plaza on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. Again, they are soon to be Community Works. Whole Foods Plaza undergoing a renovation right now, but the thrift shop is open with regular hours, all stocked up for fall. So head on over and shop and support this great organization. Joined in the studio by Gene Boldick, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler right here on the Hill to help out with Kids Q today. How are you?
I am admiring that you dare to say that the heat wave is over after today.
Yeah.
I mean, no,
you're tempting fate whenever you do
a
weather report, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty reliable. But I mean, it's everybody raise your hands if you're putting all those summer clothes away, packing up the flip-flops and not taking them out.
But don't put the summer clothes away yet.
No.
It's still going to be 80.
Yeah, don't
be
silly.
It just won't be 100 is the thing.
Yes, it won't be 100.
Yes.
For at least a week.
Yes.
That's as far as we're willing to go.
How are you beating the heat?
How am I beating the heat? I didn't leave my house all day yesterday.
That's fair.
I mean, I'm so lucky. Lucky. I have so much work to do that I'm sitting there on my computer all day. But, man, if my AC went out, I would just be melting.
I did hear reports that there were some people in Orange County who lost power briefly.
Not me. Thank you.
Last night.
Oh, man, I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
I just, you know, if you're going to lose your electricity, do it maybe overnight.
It's probably the least challenging, right.
But wow. Yeah, we had some, we did have some issues with our internet connection last night, actually. Now that you mention it, maybe that was something to do with that. I don't know, but yeah. Talk about how that just takes the life out of you right there. It's like, I'm not online. Ah! Yeah.
This is the end of everything.
I know. It's like, you can't do this to me. I'm in the middle of all my programs here, and they're all streaming, and I can't take
it. I'm watching my stories.
I'm going to have to read a book. So out of date.
Are you ready for Kids Q?
I totally am.
All right. Everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question. If you could invent a new instrument, what would it sound like?
What would it sound like? So, like, I guess we have, you know, musical categories, percussion, strings.
You're going to theory here.
Horns. Mm-hmm. What would it sound like? Well, I'm just going to go so surprisingly political and say it would be the sound, it would sound like a resignation.
So kind of bassoon-y, I guess.
We only have this, this sort of sousaphone, comically awful, whatever. I mean, I guess I'm thinking of the accompaniment of an event and how it would be expressed, but I'm still stuck in what regular sounds would
imagine
be like.
Imagine, like, all of the air being squeezed out of an accordion. Is that like,
Oh, yeah, that's good. I like that. That would be a good sound. Also, the beating of a drum, at the risk of a Biden reference, I'm going to beat him like a drum. We need to beat him like a drum. Mm. So it would be like a drum.
It'd be like a drum, but not a drum.
Somewhat more punishing, perhaps.
Okay.
That would be satisfying, just sort of, viscerally satisfying to smack something. I think a lot of people feel like hitting something. You know, watching the news is like,
Kids Q got real dark today.
Reminds
what happened?
Me of a gong show.
We put a whole bunch of Halloween decorations up in the studio, and
them,
now all of a sudden everything turns so dark and
Well, what is
sad.
Halloween? Come on. It's All Hallows Eve, right?
Yes.
When all the ghosts and goblins come out. By the way, I think all of this, we'll talk about this more later, I think all of this is going to be over by Halloween.
You think?
I do. I don't think it's going to take a long time.
I'll make that bet. I'm very bad when it comes to conceptualizing things that don't exist already.
That don't exist, exactly. That's why I'm stuck.
Did not go into engineering, even though my grandfather really wanted me to. He was convinced I would make a great engineer. It's like, I don't think I have the mind for it. If I trained myself, maybe, but
I don't know.
I didn't, so I don't.
Maybe an instrument that sounds like an elephant's
trunk,
yeah, whatever. However you describe that, people who can make that sound are really good at it, and yeah, the rest of us are not.
Ooh, that would be pretty good. What I want is a generic gray metal box with a red button in the middle, like, you know, that stereotypical, like, box with a button, and if you hit it, it plays like jaunty tuba music.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, but you can just hit record and then put that in your phone,
yeah,
and then you
see,
have it.
That instrument already exists,
is
the
problem.
Oh, you
have to just cut this now out of the show and make it your cell phone alert whenever I text you. It's going to sound
like
that.
Boom, 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 boom. Oh, Jean's texting. Hang on.
It's Jean. It's probably important.
Yeah,
she doesn't have my number, so.
Let me pull over. Right. No one ever texts me unless I'm driving. Gotta pull over and stop. This is important.
That's right. Officer, I'm here because I pulled over for this.
Listen
into this, officer.
I don't pull my phone out and check my phone while I'm driving, but invariably, whenever I'm driving, that's when I get the text messages, and then I have to wait like 20 minutes to figure out what it is. Is it urgent? I don't know. We'll find out later.
Yeah, and whoever sent it, you know, gets this, and on my phone, if they call me, they get this auto response, I'm driving now.
That's good.
You know, I'm not going to respond to your ridiculous text. I wish I could edit that and put that word in, but I thought I was just clever for coming up with the auto response at all.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at PTA Thrift Shops. Use the hashtag KidsQ.